الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وعن أبي عمر رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيره فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable علماء, respected حفاظ, elders, friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Undoubtedly, all praise, all gratitude, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, the one who looks after us and the one who sees to all our needs. Choices, salutations, durood upon our noble master, our leader, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Nabi Pak Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is his head durood sharif. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Each and every one of us are extremely fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the greatest bounty that any human being can ever wish for. And that is the bounty of Iman. We know we mention this often, but we need to bring this reality within our lives. That this is such a, that if a person lives by this ni'mat and leaves this world with this ni'mat, then forever and forever a person will be in complete happiness and bliss. And if a person does not have this ni'mat and leave this world without this ni'mat, Allah Ta'ala protect us, then even outwardly, if he had a good life in this world, but forever and forever in the year after, he will be in misery and the punishment and the anger of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is why it is extremely important that we look after our iman and we cherish our iman. We show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our iman. The question might come that if we are on haqq and we are on the truth, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have the Quran with us, then why do unfavorable and difficult conditions come upon the ummah and come upon us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the answer to this in the Quran very clearly. There are some exceptions to this rule, but by and large, and the general rule, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the condition of a nation until they change that what is within themselves. Meaning that the conditions that befall you are according to your actions. And many places in the Quran, in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bear testimony to this. In another place in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. That whatever difficulty befalls you, and whatever hardship befalls you, it is a result of your own actions. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And then too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons a lot and overlooks a lot. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to take us to account for all our small transgressions and sins. We will never ever be able to withstand that. So وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and mercy far outweighs our actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks that. And we find that in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are certain things that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, that if these actions are found within a nation, then this is the repercussions. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly explained. For example, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that that community and that nation where zina and immorality has become rampant, and the use of intoxicants and wine has become the order of the day, and the use of usury and interest has become common, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the hadith al-Qudsi that I will place such leaders and people to govern over you which are foolish people and ignorant people. And do we not find that in today's time? These are as a result of our own actions. That's the point I'm trying to make. In another hadith, hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if these actions are found within a nation, then when it is time for you to plant your seeds, I will withhold the rains. And when it is time for you to harvest your crops, I will send torrential rains. And on that point, we find that 4 months into the rainy season, and we've received very minimal rains, on the brink of a drought we are going through. And this is not just a coincidence. Again, the point that the actions and the conditions that we find ourselves in are as a result of our own actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that rain is my mercy. When I make it rain on a particular nation, وَيَنْشُرُ الرَّحْمَةَ, I spread my mercy on that particular nation and particular community. And we find that when there's no rain, then diseases spread faster, things become more expensive, food becomes more expensive, it becomes extremely hot, because this is the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming upon us. So that is why it is extremely important that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition, and we seek istighfar, and we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our actions. We find another reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the ummah. Allah says in the Quran, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do they actually think that they will say, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we bring iman, and they will not be tested? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no. We will definitely test them because of their iman. Remember, iman, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and conditions and tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come hand in hand. Allah says, we will definitely test them. And we find the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the greatest people of this ummah, they went through the hardest test. And they went through great difficulties. But for them, this was the elevation of status. This was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to raise their rank. However, again, we come that the rule of thumb is that the conditions we go through is a result of our actions. And I want to mention one or two ayat of Quran. These are ayat directly where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us. And I want us to picture this and fit it on ourselves and see where have we went wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. I am giving you the example of that community, that town, that nation of people who are living in complete security, complete happiness, so to say, the perfect lifestyle. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. The doors of sustenance were open to them from every avenue. Economically, they were doing extremely well. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. And this was the turning point. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They used the bounties and the ni'mats that Allah has blessed them with in the disobedience of Allah. Allah has blessed us with a car, we use it in the disobedience of Allah. Allah has blessed us with wealth, we use it in the disobedience of Allah. Allah has blessed us with a property, we use it in the disobedience of Allah. So these people did not show gratitude. You know, one of the ways of showing gratitude is that the ni'mat that we have, Allah blessed us with a car, so we use it in the obedience of Allah. That's showing gratitude. That's a form of shukr. But when we use these things against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is showing ingratitude. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. So they showed ingratitude to the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the garment of fear and poverty over them. And put that in our society, on ourselves. The garment of fear. Do we not live in fear? Are we not worried? Who is watching me? Who is behind me? Who is going to rob me? Who is going to kidnap me? We live in fear. Wal-jur and poverty. How many people are in debt? How many people cannot make ends meet? This is all because of our own actions. So we need to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mat and the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with. We find another hadith. The hadith is in Abu Dawud Sharif. وعن ثوبان مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوشك الأمم أن تداعى عليكم. That Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم calls the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, and he's telling the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, that time is drawing near. I can see that time coming close. And respected elders and friends, we are in that time. Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling the Sahaba, I can see that time coming close when the nations of the world, so-called the superpowers of the world, will pray and feast upon you. Like how you go and you feast upon a meal, they will feast upon you. And we find that if we take look in our zamana, in our time, we look at Palestine, we look at Kashmir, we look at Burma, the Muslims are being massacred. And this is what Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied, that the time is coming close when the superpowers of this world will feast upon you. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu immediately became astonished that, O Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, most definitely we will be very little in number at that time. Is that why? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says, no. Bal antum yawma idhin kathir. You will be in great number at that time. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were astonished. They couldn't believe that the Ummah is going to be suffering and the Ummah is extremely big at that time. This can never be. But Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went on to explain, Allah will remove the fear of you from the hearts of your enemies. Allah will remove the fear of you from the hearts of your enemies. And Allah will put in your hearts wahan. Sahaba radiallahu anhu immediately asked, Wamal wahnu ya Rasulallah? O Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is this wahan? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these two things. Again, put it on ourselves and see where we are going wrong. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَّةُ الْمَوْتِ. The love of this world and wealth, and the dislike and fear of death. When these two things come within the ummah, this is going to be the result. The love of wealth and dunya, and the dislike of death and the fear of death. And these are qualities of coward people. People that are cowards. We find what differentiates us between the mujahideen that are fighting, for example, in Palestine and us. They have no more homes, they have no more buildings, they have no businesses to go to. Most of their families are gone. What of dunya do they have left? The love of dunya is completely out of their hearts. And they are ever ready to die in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always say, wa innahu la jihad nasrun aw istishhad, wa innahu la jihad nasrun aw istishhad. That we are fighting a jihad, it's a win-win situation. Either we are going to be victorious in our jihad, or we are going to be martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love death. And us, on the other hand, that's where the difference is coming along. We find with Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this wasn't the case. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, Saifullah al-Maslul, he's lying on his deathbed and he calls those around him and he says, I took part in this battle and I fought jihad in that battle. He was an expert in jihad. And he says, you will not find a hand space on my body. These were Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And these who we have to make our role models. Yes, we can never be exactly like them, but we need to try and emulate them in some way. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu is saying, you will not find a hand space on my body where you will not find a wound from a sword, a cut from a spear, or a mark from an arrow. These were Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he says, yeah, today I'm lying and dying on my deathbed against my will. He was a master, he was an expert in jihad. He obviously wanted to pass away while he was in jihad. But Allah's taqdeer had it different. Allah had it different. But he is saying, فَلَا نَامَتْ أَعْيُنُ الْجُبَنَا. May the eyes of the cowards never sleep. This is why, respected elders and friends, we need to look into ourselves and see where are we going wrong. Remember, when the help of Allah will come, then that will be great victory for us and we will have great honor. But the test, we need to first pass the test. We find, look at the example of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, an Abyssinian slave. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, because of him bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was dragged on the hot sands of Arabia with boulders placed on his chest. And he would say, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one, in that condition. Up to that state where the skin of his back would tear off from his body because of the heat of the sand. But when the tables turned, at the time of Fath Makkah, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah Mukarrama, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entering Makkah Mukarrama with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he's saying, Aina Bilal, Aina Bilal, where is Bilal? Call Bilal, the African slave. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and says, Oh Bilal radiallahu anhu, today is your day. Go onto the Baytullah, go stand on top of the Kaaba and give azan to the Muslim Ummah. This was when the conditions changed. Yes, we're going to go through hard times. For us, what do we have to do? Please do not get me wrong. I'm not saying that we have to all leave tomorrow and go fight jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our iman is very weak. But what can we do? Respected elders and friends, we have become extremely extravagant. We have become extremely extravagant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. Let it not be because of our wastefulness and our extravagance that Allah takes these ni'mats and these bounties away from us. Look at our functions. One or two examples and I'll end on that. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the riwayat, if I'm not mistaken, is in Tirmidhi Sharif. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes nikah with one of the ummahatul mu'mineen. The wedding of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're not talking about some affluent person or someone in government. We're talking about the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes nikah. Calls the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we need to give a walima. What is present at that time? Sattu. It will be equivalent in our time as what you call oats. Oats. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs that some kajur is taken, put in the oats, and that oats is been made like a porridge. And that will be the walima of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, this garment of simplicity has come. We've lost this garment of simplicity. Can we imagine that to our functions? This was the wedding and the walima of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm not saying that we do not need to earn money. That is very important. We need to earn wealth. But we need to know how to spend it, where to spend it. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in istighfar and tawbah, repent for our sins, and most definitely the conditions will change in our favor. Let it not be because of our sinning here and our disregard for the command of Allah here. Our brothers in Palestine and Syria are suffering because of us. Let it not be because of that. And remember always that we always make dua for our brothers and the Muslim Ummah that is suffering. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, they are fighting against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see what is happening in Syria at the moment. Three cities have already been liberated and taken over by the Mujahideen against the Shia. Remember some of the atrocities, let us not forget, some of the atrocities committed on this Ummah by the Shia are much worse than that of Israel and the Jews. We find where people in Syria were being buried alive and they are forced to say, when a'udhu billah, things I cannot say from the mimbar, that's proclaim that there is no God except when a'udhu billah, Bashar al-Assad. Proclaim that. And these are the stories coming from Syria. And these are the Shia. Remember, the Shia are not our friends, respected elders and friends. The Shia have been, from the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were there. So it is extremely important that we are wary and we know what is happening with the Muslim Ummah. Remember, when one part of the Ummah suffers, the rest of the Ummah also feels in their pain. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the pain of the Ummah, grant them victory, and make it easy for each and every one of us, and grant us here beneficial and good rains. In sawaban famin faqultu ma qult in sawaban famin Allah wa in khatan famin nafsi wa shaytan wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Yusha from our own community. May Allah accept and increase, inshallah. As mentioned, alhamdulillah, great shukr of what is happening in Syria. Last week, the city of Halab, Aleppo, yesterday, Hama, where the Assad regime, his father, had committed a massacre considered one of the worst in the history of the Arab world, where in February 1982, almost 40,000, purely because of being aligned to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Islamic uprising, almost 40,000 were massacred in the space of a couple of weeks. So great victories. We continuously make dua for there, for Gaza, for other parts of the world, and turn to Allah Ta'ala sincerely with tawbah, with repentance, begging Allah for beneficial rains. Also the opportunity of showing our love for Allah Ta'ala, contributing to the house of Allah Ta'ala. We also spend on the masjid, the house of Allah, with this niyyah, that Allah's rahmah comes upon me, upon the community, upon the whole ummah, inshallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جعل في مخلوقاته من التنوع والاختلاف ما يحملها على الانسجام والائتلاف وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له خلق أصل البشر من طين ثم جعلهم في ألوانهم وألسنتهم وتوجهاتهم مختلفين فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أسس مجتمعا متعاونا على البر والتقوى متآلفا في النعماء والبلوى صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي عباد الله بتقوى الله عز وجل فاتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعلموا رحمكم الله أن الناظر في هذا الكون الواسع لا يهوله ما يرى من التمايز والتباين ويبهره ما يجد من التنوع والاختلاف تنوع يصنع للكون جماله واختلاف يرسخ فيه انسجامه وفي ذلك كله برهان على تدبير الحكيم الخبير وتجل لآيات السميع البصير فالاختلاف في بني البشر متأصل في خلقتهم متجذر في نشأتهم إخوة الإيمان جاء عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما رجع من الأحزاب لا يصلين أحد العصر إلا في بني قريظة فأدرك بعضهم العصر في الطريق فقال بعضهم لا نصلي حتى نأتيها وقال بعضهم بل نصلي لم يرد منا ذلك فذكر ذلك للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم يعنف واحدا منهم فكانوا رضي الله عنهما اختلاف أفهامهم متحدين ويقول الله سبحانه وتعالى واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا ويقول عز وجل وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وقال تعالى أيضا وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير ولا تنسوا رحمكم الله إخوانكم المسلمين في سوريا وفي فلسطين وسائر بلاد المسلمين الذين يعانون من الظلم والعدوان ادعوا لهم بالنصر والفرج واتبعوا في قلوبكم ذكرهم ولا تجعلوا طول الأمد ينسيكم معاناتهم فإن المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا وأمة الإسلام جسد واحد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر واجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما سمعتم واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رب الرؤوف الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم اجعل شرائف صلواتك ونوامي بركاتك ورأفة تحننك على أكرم الخلق سيدنا ومولانا محمد وارض اللهم عن الصديق والفاروق وعن ذي النورين وبالسبطين اللهم وعن البضعة الشريفة وخديجة الكبرى اللهم وعن سائر أمهات المؤمنين وأهل بدر وأحد والذين بايعوا نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم تحت الشجرة اللهم وعن المهاجرين والأنصار وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان وعن سائر الصحابة الأخيار والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم القرار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين خاصة في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي الشام وفي كشمير وفي السودان وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا سميع الدعاء اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين اللهم اسق عبادك وبهائمك وانشر رحمتك وأحيي بلدك الميت اللهم لا تحرمنا بما فعل السفهاء منا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Please straighten the surface.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله استووا واعتدلوا أقيموا صفوفكم وصدوا الخلل Please ensure that the surfs are straight shoulder to shoulder with the heels in a straight line. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم أنتم تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Astaghfirullah. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ثبت قدام المجاهدين وسدد رميهم ورأيهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.